What advice would you give to a patient, an individual patient, to become an advocate for themselves, to actually be engaged in the physician-patient relationship?
Yeah, and so and this is so perfect. Just this last week, I'm from Boston, and when I was in Boston, I used to, for fun, I used to be an actress. I did regional theater, and it was just a wonderful place to be. Met a wonderful woman, good friend for about 25 years. She just emailed me, or actually did a message to me on Facebook, and was just diagnosed with stage 4 breast cancer. And she had been healthy her whole life, but didn't have access to healthcare. And she said, Celeste, I know you've been doing this for a long time. I know you were on dialysis when you were here, and I really admired that. Can you help me figure out what to do? Because right now I am stifled. I don't know what to do. And she's very smart. So that we had a conversation, and I said, this is what you need to do. One is you need to take a breath, you need to breathe, and you need to understand what your diagnosis was and understand that that diagnosis is not who you are. And what the treatment they're suggesting are not necessarily what you're going to do right now. What you really want to do is you want to learn and treat this as an adventure. You want to start to partner with your physician, ask questions, bring a notebook, bring, if you can, someone with you. Because it's, you know, when you hear someone talking to you like your physician, you hear want, vasculitis, want, rituximab, want. But you don't hear all these other things, and you need someone to be with you. But it's to take an, you know, to take the tools that you can have to help capture the information that you might miss at first. When I was first diagnosed, I had a wonderful young physician who said to me, he literally was just started his practice, and he said, Celeste, you're going to have a really long journey in your healthcare. We're diagnosing you with Wegener's at the time, with GPA, vasculitis. It's also affected your kidneys. What I think you need to do is you have a choice to be in the passenger seat or to be in the driver's seat, because you're the one who's always going to be driving, and we, the healthcare providers, your doctor, your healthcare team, people are going to be coming in and out of the car all the time. And you're the one who's really the driver. So that's kind of how I've led my life, and that's how I help other people, is to try to take the driver's mentality.